Many Rishonim and Achronim struggle with the Pashat question in this week's Parsha that Hashem commanded the Jewish people to make a Pesach Seder before Yetzias Mitzrayim with Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Pesach, why did they bring the Korban Pesach? Hashem says, because Pesach Hashem Abayis, Hashem's going to skip over our houses. Maror, because by Maror is Chayehim, because we had a bitter slavery in Mitzrayim. Matzah. So it says in the Pesach Seder that why do we eat matzah, right? Al shum shlo hispik b'tzeikam shel avosein l'hachmetz ad sh'nigla le'em melav hachim l'chem kadosh baruch hu ga'olam. It really says in the Chumash that they didn't have time to let their dough rise, and they were in such a rush to leave Mitzrayim that they ate matzah. So many Rishonim Achronim ask, so Tainach, nowadays, after you see us Mitzrayim, even 1 year after you see us Mitzrayim, the Jews ate matzah. Why did they eat matzah? They ate matzah to remember how quickly they left Mitzrayim. But why did they eat matzah on the first Seder night? They hadn't left Mitzrayim quickly then. They hadn't done anything. Why did they eat matzah on the first Seder night? They wasn't commemorating anything at that point. There are many, many different answers. One interesting suggestion has been made that if you look into the history of the ancient world, they didn't always have chametz. They didn't always have fermented grain products, right? At some point in the, in the time of early Sefer Bereishis, the beginnings of Jewish history, of human history, all they had was flat bread, because that's all, you mix flour and water and you bake it, and all you get is matzah or avinus, the Sfardi matzahs, you get ishtanur or something. They didn't have any of these products. They also, in beverages, they didn't have beer, which is a fermented grain product. And then at a certain point, the civilization advanced, they came up with the technology to make these luxurious items, right? They started drinking beer, they learned how to ferment the barley, and they started eating bread, what we call bread. Delicious challahs, when they perfected the technology of making leaven. Who in the ancient world perfected this technology? So if you look in all their history books, they discovered that it was ancient Egypt. Ancient Egypt, before the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they perfected this technology of making leavened bread. Other countries didn't all have leavened bread. They didn't let this technology out so much. But in Mitzrayim, they were the most advanced, luxurious, technologically advanced society because they had leavening. They had chametz. It could be, you could say, that Chazal tell us, why did the Jews davka shecht the sheep for Korban Pesach? Because the Mitzrim worshipped the sheep, and we're showing that we don't hold from their religion. We don't hold from their religion. We shecht your God. And that shows that we reject your religion and we're declaring our independence, that we are going to worship Hashem and not be kafuf to your beliefs anymore. So it could be that similarly, Hashem told the Jews that first time around, eat matzah. Ah, you're in a society which prides itself, they're technologically advanced. They have all the luxuries. They have the better lifestyle than anyone else because they have fancier things than everyone else. They have chametz. You know what? Don't eat chametz. At the Seder, and for someday for 7 days, davka don't eat chametz. Show that just like you reject the religion, you reject all their technology, you reject all the luxuries of their advanced lifestyle, if it's not going to come with avodas Hashem, if it's going to be used for pernicious, if all their technology and advanced science is going to be used for pernicious purposes, instead of used for it, avodas Hashem, and bring more kvod Hashem into the world, then it's all worthless to you. You don't need their God, and you don't need their fancy foods, and you don't need their luxurious lifestyle, and you don't need their technological advancement. All we need is avodas Hashem. If so, then besides giving us an interesting historical insight into the mashmos, the significance of matzah, I think it is a relevant lesson for all generations, even though the luxurious lifestyles and the technological advances of our time do not involve loaves of bread. We've gone well beyond that. But sometimes in order to be a Jew, not only do you need to reject the religious philosophical beliefs of your outside society, which we're all very used to doing, right? Okay, once upon a time they believed in Christianity. We rejected their Christianity in America. Nowadays, they believe in all kinds of other progressive postmodern ideas, and we reject those ideas and stick to our normal traditional beliefs. But sometimes it's not enough to just reject the philosophical beliefs of the outside world. Sometimes you have to stand up and say, maybe you have more advanced technology than we used to have. Maybe it's a lot more enjoyable to have the lifestyle that you invented as opposed to the lifestyle from a long time ago when our ancestors lived. And if we use that for good purposes, wonderful. That's why Hashem allowed it to be created in the world. But if you're not using it for good purposes, sometimes you need to stand up and say, we can do without your religion, do without your philosophy, and we can do without some of your technology as well. We can do without some of your luxuries. We can do without a lot of the enjoyable things that you're trying to sell us on, because they're just going to influence us in the wrong direction. Then, in order to be a real Jew, we have to declare our cultural independence and not just our technological independence and our lifestyle independence and not just our religious independence. How to measure that is a big avoda. After all, we eat chametz 358 days a year. But in order to be a Jew, in order to be committed to the Torah, you have to know when to reject the baubles and pleasures and even the seemingly harmless or helpful advances of the outside society, and say the only thing important for us is Avodas Hashem, not anything else in the entire world. Okay.